Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board today as we face the issues. As we face the issues each day, I pray that you're tuned in and that you're listening with a spiritual ear as to what God would have us to do as Christians, as conservatives, as patriotic Americans. How should we respond to some of the things that's taking place in our great nation today? I am fearful that the church is asleep. I'm fearful today that the Christian leaders, the spiritual leaders, and Christians in general, I'm fearful that most are asleep, not paying attention to what is taking place. I believe that if we as believers were to be obedient to the scripture as salt and light, we could see drastic, radical changes in the direction that our nation is going in. Today we're talking about the new woke, that's W-O-K-E, the new woke standards, or if you please, cancel culture. What do we see taking place with the woke society? Everything that once was right is now considered wrong. Books that were once considered wholesome for children are now being banished and banned. And yet we find a greater and greater influence of the immoral, ungodly, unholy lifestyle found in books and movies and videos and anything that is out there in the marketplace. Amazon is now hosting and selling books and movies and videos that are antithetical to anything that's called purity, and yet they are banning and censoring Bibles and other books that are wholesome for society. That's the woke society. That's the cancel culture that we're in today. And so as we look at this broadcast today and the issues that we're speaking about, the question demands to be answered, begs to be answered. As we ask the questions, we need to ask it with an understood answer that God's not given us the spirit of fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 reminds us. And so we need to stand up and warn as the watchman on the wall. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, you can call 831-0917, 831-0917. That's the telephone number to get you through to the studios and right to our microphones that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue, and discussion. We always enjoy having you join in with your questions and comments, dialogue, and discussion that is an encouragement to other listeners. So let me invite you to call as you have opportunity to do so today. As we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's not a matter of I said, he said. It's not a matter of some philosophical rhetoric. It's not a matter of the denominational dogmas that you would hear and find. We don't speak on the basis of the political agenda, but based on what we believe the Word of God should motivate and mandate for our lifestyle and what we do as Christians. The Word of God, the Bible, the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word, is God's truth book. Jesus spoke of it in John 8:31-32 when he said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." And then Jesus made a statement in John 14:6 where he says, "I am truth." He declares himself to be the absolute authority, truth. But then he says in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth book, the truth of the Word of God. Truth is something that is not sought after, not found, not considered in society today, especially if you look at the Beltway in Washington, it is not sought at all. In fact, it was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We're finding that today, perhaps as never before in the history of our great nation, where truth is literally detested. If you don't believe that, speak the truth to someone that's on the opposite side of the aisle politically. Speak to someone that's on the opposite side of the aisle morally and ethically about truth and see how they respond. It's the 15th century church reformer and theologian Jan Hus that made the statement, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And so I want to challenge you, ladies and gentlemen, with that statement that we need to seek the truth. You won't find it on Communist Network News. You won't find the truth in the Beltway of Washington, probably on either side of the aisle. If you tune into the Communist Network News and the other sources, you're certainly not listening to the truth. But we need to listen to the truth and learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to be in position today to defend the truth. And I believe, and I've said this many times before in this broadcast, there's coming a day when, if the rapture tarries, there's coming a day when we're going to place our life on the line just for standing for the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, standing for the truth of thus saith the Word of God. We as believers, as Christians, and moral, ethical citizens, are rapidly becoming the very focus of the opposite side in America. We're now in what would be called the crosshairs of the enemy. But we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, it's a spiritual battle. It's spiritual warfare. The Apostle Paul said in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and the 13th verse, having done all, stand. And he's talking about putting on the whole armor of God. I commend that chapter to you. Chapter 6 in Ephesians, especially verses 12 and following. Putting on the whole armor of God and having done all, stand. Literally translated from the Greek text, after we've armored up, we're prepared. Sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, the primary thing, the shield of faith. After we put on the whole armor, ready to go into battle, dig in our heels. Do not bend, don't bow, don't run, don't sit. Don't remain in silence, but to stand and face the enemy. And that's what I challenge us to do as we talk about these issues day to day. We're talking about the new woke standards, the cancel culture. That telephone number is 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators and a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, to answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time has that same staff that can answer your questions about professional landscape lawn care, as well as the homeowner lawn care and landscape equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291, 11291. Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. It's where the gigantic U.S. flag is flying. There's a flagpole there about 165 feet in the air. Old Glory, the U.S. flag flying 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, someone said, and I quote, President Trump took out ISIS, but Joe Biden took out Potato Head and Dr. Seuss, end quote. That indicates he's a powerful president, ladies and gentlemen. He's a strong president in Joe Biden. He has been the leader, if you please, just in about 40 days, to do more damage to the United States of America morally, ethically, and spiritually than any other group of presidents combined. Ladies and gentlemen, America today is facing a variety of very serious moral, ethical, biblical, constitutional issues, all of which can be destroyed. And ladies and gentlemen, it will absolutely destroy the foundations of our nation if we, the people, continue to allow it to take place. We, the people, we are the ones in charge, not the federal government. I think we've forgotten a little bit about our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, and where we are as Americans. I think we believe that somehow, some way, we're supposed to be the sheeple and not the people. But ladies and gentlemen, Psalms 11, verse 3 says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The woke crowd today appears to be in full control of the Biden administration. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article. We talked about Dr. Seuss and what has happened with the cancellation of, I believe, 12 or 15 of his books. This article says, Dr. Seuss is in the bullseye for cancel culture radicals. Dr. Seuss, whose iconic The Cat in the Hat and How the Grinch Stole Christmas have entertained millions for generations, is now in the bullseye of America's cancel culture. The company that manages his titles, speaking of Seuss's books, has announced it is canceling 6 books because of racist and insensitive images. Further, the article states the collection of Dr. Seuss's books generated about $33 million in 2020, according to the company's report. The announcement came as President Biden erased Dr. Seuss in his Read Across America proclamation. Ladies and gentlemen, I am concerned when we take things like that, allow things like that. This article further says the same boneheads who claimed that the minister in Mr. Potato Head, the Mr. in Mr. Potato Head, is overly exclusive, that Aunt Jemima's syrup encouraged racial stereotyping, that math is a vestige of white supremacy, and that the general gender reveal parties are transphobic. Want you to find racism in the pages of Hop on Pop, she wrote, end quote. This is absurd, this article says. And of course it is, but it makes Democrats who applaud such virtue signaling look stupid. But to urge and to condemn people who challenge the woke mob and cancel every icon of American life, the founders of our nation, the historical monuments that adorn our cities, the books we grew up reading, has reached a tipping point in America today. A tipping point, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not familiar with the thought of a tipping point, it's reached the point where it will probably be an unbalanced stage of no turning back in the very near future. It has reached that point today. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a cancel culture, a woke society that's finding something wrong with everything that's in our society today. And it seems as though this woke mentality is in full charge of the White House. It seems that the woke men, by the way, it seems that everybody around Biden is woke, but Biden is still sleeping. If you listen to some of his speeches, he can hardly read. He doesn't have the cognitive skills to read the teleprompter much anymore. He starts asking himself, what am I doing here? What is this about? What am I saying? Verbally saying those things, showing the indication of what's churning in his mind of wondering what is taking place. But ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing all that once was considered moral and ethical and wholesome, all that once was considered family and faith friendly, are now being absolutely eviscerated, destroyed by the woke culture, the cancel culture, that's finding something wrong with everything. It's either white supremacist, or it is racist, or it is gender exclusive. And all these things, you know, in the society we're living in today, just simply ought not to be. Here's an article by the 1 Million Moms organization. And this article says, ABC song with Blue from Nickelodeon's Blue Clues and You TV program for preschoolers is an alphabet song for kids that is available on the show's official YouTube channel. It sounds innocent enough, but parents should be aware of the not-so-subtle and very pro-LGBTQ agenda included in the song's video. Every time the letter P is displayed, it is illustrated with a rainbow design in the shape of the letter P. Here are some of the lyrics and images heard and seen on the video. This is some of the lyrics now and the scenes. P is full of pride. Images of 9 LGBTQ flags are displayed alongside the letter P. The alphabet helps me and helps me to be me, this article says about the video. It is apparent that this network continues to indoctrinate our children by exposing them to the LGBTQ lifestyle and presenting it as a normal lifestyle. Further, the article states, this pride, that is LGBTQ pride, laced ABC song makes it clear that Nickelodeon has an agenda, an LGBTQ agenda, that is forcing on really young audiences the LGBTQ lifestyle. Ladies and gentlemen, that's okay, but Dr. Seuss is not okay. That's okay, but don't you say Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head, because that's too gender exclusive. And so now they're just called Potato Heads, not Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. Ladies and gentlemen, does that bother you? Do you see the handwriting on the wall? Is this something that seems to point to where we're going in the society in which we're living in? Here's an article that says, Amazon, first they dropped the Bible, then they dropped books. Only 3 years ago, Amazon was asked to ban the sale of all Bibles to the people in China. In 2018, Jeff Bezos, the owner of the Washington Post and the richest man in the world, wanted to do business in China. He was told he could not sell Bibles in China, so he settled for selling everything else in China, but no Bibles. Now that Amazon sells virtually everything to Americans, how long do you think it will take before the biggest seller in the U.S. starts banning books one by one? The answer is interesting. They've already started. Amazon has adopted a policy to ban the sale of any books that, quote, we determine to be, quote, hate speech, end quote. I don't know what that means, this writer says, but I know what it means in the current cancel culture and woke generation. It means conservative authors shouldn't be worrying about publishers banning their books. They should worry about whether Amazon is going to even allow them to be sold. Remember, Amazon already sells 50% of all books in America today, and Amazon has already destroyed most of the quaint little bookstores that once dotted the landscape throughout America. Now that they have begun to play this game, in the case of Ryan Anderson's When Harry Became Sally, responding to the transgender movement, Amazon will surely make this much bigger thing. Banning books never stops at one or two or three. Just recall what the Nazis did and how we need to see the scenario in America today. Ladies and gentlemen, Amazon will sell any garbage, any pornographic material, anything about the LGBTQ, anything about transgenderism and about the perverts and the pedophiles. But don't you dare think that they're going to allow you to sell a book that they consider hate speech. It is something that is antithetical to our religious liberties and our freedom of speech that we're watching eviscerated today as big tech at the hand of Joe Biden and his administration continues to shut down our liberties, especially our First Amendment, our constitutional liberties, our free speech and religious liberties today. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give me the question or comment, please. Hello?
Hey, brother.
Hey.
Hey, it is unfortunate to see all those, how can we say, the godless people that they were, like, waiting, hiding. And the unfortunate thing is, I checked what was the percentage of all these sexually confused people, the LGBTQ, PQ, whatever letter you want to put on, is less than 3% nationwide in this country. But yet, the media make it sound as if they were the 97%. The saddest thing about it is, as those CEOs, I know they got the brains to make money and become billionaires, but how they estimated that they can, you know, that they push into the side the majority of his customers, his clients, us, you know what I mean? For bowing down to the small minority. And I'm like, wait a minute, do they really think this through? Because if you look at the percentage. I mean, I just want to buy the glue. I just want to buy a pair of sneakers. I don't need for them to tell me how to think and what to believe in. And that's what bothers me. You know what I mean? Like entertainment. I just want to listen to the music. I just want to watch a movie. I don't care about your political inclination. And I think that's the problem that we have with those anti-America liberals, that they want to push it on everybody else's. But we, the big minority, we need to unite forces. We need to tell these CEOs, these cowards, wait a minute, you're messing with the majority. Wait a minute, you need to stop this nonsense or you're going to lose us, our customers. And I'm going to tell you something, bro. Probably I haven't been in Target in almost 8 years. Since they were the first one allowing men in the girls' bathroom, I haven't touched that place in years. The same thing with the Starbucks. They don't want my God. I don't want any of the products. So we need to take a stand, and we need to have a voice nationwide. You know what I mean? Telling us, hey, this is what's going on, and we need to put pressure on these companies because these companies are Satan's agents here on planet Earth, and that's what they're doing. So we need to do something about it peacefully. You know what I mean? Without money. Let them know.
Jose, you're exactly right, and you're right on point. And what you're saying is that we need to put our money where our mouth is. We're against these things. We see these things taking place, but yet as Christians, we continue to patronize these businesses, these organizations, these corporate entities, and yet they hate Christians. They hate our Bill of Rights. They reject our right to keep and bear arms. They reject our religious liberties and our freedom of speech, and they're squelching those liberties day by day by day, and yet we as sheeple rather than people, we as being asleep rather than awake, we allow the, quote, woke group and the cancel culture to basically direct what we're doing and saying. Jose, what do you think is the real solution? Would you state to our listeners today what you believe, we as Christians, what should we do? How should we respond as we see these things taking place?
I think, brother, we have two or three voices in America that represent the huge majority of Christian conservatives, you know what I mean, pro-life, pro-values, and let those CEOs know, wait a minute, we don't need you to tell me how to live. I want to spend my dollar in your product. You don't need to tell me what your political inclination. You don't need to hate me. And I don't know since when they got the right to tell us how to buy things, what to read, what not to watch, what to stream on TV. And I think who made them the judges of truth? That's my saddest point. Because if you see LGBTQ, whatever community, they got a small voice, but they are pushing the message. And I think the problem that we have is we run away from the colleges for the educational system. We don't want to, you know, we don't want to deal about it. And they took over, and they are brainwashing this generation. So we got an uphill battle. But let's put it in a biblical perspective, brother. I was thinking the other day that the last day would be like the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. I cannot imagine how bad it was at that time. Well, we are living in those days. We are living in the last days, and this is Sodom and Gomorrah on 21st century. So I'm pretty sure, according to the Bible, this is not going to get better. But in the meantime, we need to know what's going on around us and do the best, you know what I mean, to fight for our kids, for our grandkids. Because if we don't do it, who's going to do it? The problem that we have, I think, is these people have too much power, and they are the dictators of the social media, and nobody gave them that right. As long as we need a president in the White House that sees the things for what it is, because this zombie that we have, he's not going to do anything. He's for it because he knows that he's the one being benefit from it. So it's an uphill battle, brother, and we have to pray really, really hard. And an easy solution, I don't think an easy solution it can be done. Look at what they did to Trump. That was the biggest scam in history. In many countries in around the world, I guess they found out about that Time magazine article. They were bragging how they stole the election step by step, step by. They got no shame. This is unreal, brother. So we have to pray really hard. And I don't know what could be the easiest solution, but as Christians, we know that there's one higher up that is God on his throne, and he's not going to be reelected. He is king forever. And we need to go to him in prayer and tell him to intervene because this is getting worse by the day, brother. It's sad. We have to pray for America really hard.
Absolutely. Well, brother, keep on praying, keep on looking up. You're
God
on target
you,
with what you're saying. And I pray that our listeners today will be challenged by what you've just said, that we will sit up and take notice, be verbal, and let our voices be heard. And just as you said, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, but as in the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and they knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. We're in the last of the last days. And when you go back and you study Genesis, the sixth chapter, and you find how the people were living before the flood, and it was literally a debauched lifestyle, a debauched living, and we're in that state today of declension. And as our caller just said, ladies and gentlemen, we need to keep on praying and looking up. We need to be active and involved. And we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, as the scripture says, this is not a warfare that's between human beings. It's a spiritual warfare. We're wrestling against not flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. And we need to understand that we are doing battle with the enemy of God, the enemy of the people of God. And we're seeing that played out today with what I'm calling the woke standards and the cancel culture that's being very obvious on every hand. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's just do a little analysis of where we are and where we're going and what is taking place. At first, we were told that our national monuments were somehow wrong, and we had to take the national monuments down because they honored those that were honored on the monuments were simply either slave owners or they agreed with slavery. So the monuments have to come down. And we started seeing that wrecking of the monuments across the nation. Then we were told that our law enforcement must be defunded, and then do we need to release all prisoners? And that's on the fast track today. State after state with wicked blue state leaders, those that are woke now saying that law enforcement is bad, those that are woke, the cancel culture, saying we need to cancel law enforcement and open all the prison doors. We're releasing prisoners across America today, ladies and gentlemen, but wanting to incarcerate those that are considered domestic terrorists, those that are the Trump followers, those that are conservatives, moral, ethical people. We're now being considered, and we'll talk about that later in this broadcast, we're being looked at as domestic terrorists. So we're also told that the border walls on the southern border is immoral. But now we have walls and fences and razor wire with about 20,000 armed military surrounding our Capitol complex in D.C. We were told, ladies and gentlemen, admonished that racism is systemic in America. Yet the real racism is coming out of the elitist in Washington with their plan to divide and to destroy America by calling everything racist, racist, racist. In fact, now we're told that math is racism, is racist. Because the teacher ought not to consider and ask a student to look at two and two and get four, because whatever number that student comes up with, if you say that he's wrong, that's why he's supremacist. And that's permeating our American mathematics and academic culture today, being funded by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation by the hundreds of millions of dollars. We have watched the BLM and Antifa pillage and burn and destroy buildings by the hundreds of billions of dollars and about 30 people killed during the last summer with that taking place. And now the Biden administration is calling anyone and everyone who says the election was fraud and everyone that stands for the Bill of Rights, we're called the domestic terrorist. I find that antithetical to anything that's called truth, ladies and gentlemen. And that's the picture that we see taking place in our nation today. And it's all coming about as we see the cancel culture, the woke mentality coming on the scene, and everything that's moral and ethical, everything that stands for faith, family, and freedom, all called that which is wrong. It's white supremacist or it's racist, and it must be canceled. That's the cancel culture that we're in today. And it's leading down a pathway of overthrowing our system of government and the constitutional republic that we're in. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a moment for the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back as we talk about the woke standards today and cancel culture.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.